What's up, GCAP listeners? Welcome to another edition of the Real GCAPTAIN podcast. Today we're talking about veteran status. Why is it so hard to get veterans? Merchant Marine veterans of World War II, why is it so hard to get them? Guys who sacrificed so intensely, guys who every historian agrees was the turning point in the war. The Battle of the Atlantic was one of the most important battles in history, not just American history, in world history. And the guys who were in that battle are still struggling for veteran status. Why is it so difficult? And why is it so important? But first, I have an exciting announcement to make. On March 22nd in Tampa, Florida, I am going to be joining one of the best motivational speakers in the world, the guy who has decades of experience getting up in front of audiences and motivating people, David Yoho. But not just motivation. This guy was there. This guy was in the Battle of the Atlantic. He is a World War II mariner, and he talks straight. He doesn't pull any punches. This guy's great to listen to. And I'm also going to be standing next to Dr. Sal Mercogliano, one of the foremost experts in both Merchant Marine history and future policy. I'm going to be standing there giving a speech. You can meet me. I'll sign my books. I'll hand out some GCAP merch. You can meet me in Tampa, Florida, March 22nd at the annual convention of the American Merchant Marine Veterans Association. So go right now. Just stop everything. Go to ammv.us. That's Alpha Mike. Victor.UniformSierra. Click on events and register for their national convention in 2019 in Tampa, Florida. We're going to be having this awesome Dave Yoho, Sal Mercogliano, and I are going to be talking on the 22nd. On the 23rd, we're going to go out on a victory ship. This is going to be so exciting, guys, and I want you to be there and join me. So, veterans, when I joined Merchant Marine Academy, I wasn't sure about the Merchant Marine. I kind of wanted to be in the Navy. But I recognized the intense sacrifice that U.S. Merchant Mariners in World War II gave. And I believed in their struggle in my heart, but that wasn't enough. Then, one cold autumn day in 1997, I marched lockstep in formation into the gym at SUNY Maritime College. I stood in full dress uniform and listened in awe at the first-person account of a U.S. merchant mariner who was a veteran of the Bataan Death March. So it was a merchant mariner whose merchant ship was caught in the Philippines when the Japanese attacked, and he became a prisoner of war. And that's the day I got it. That's the day I understood. From that day forward, I voted with both hands. Both hands. My left hand raised in support of U.S. Merchant Marine veterans in World War II. And my right hand writing checks, writing my congressman, and writing articles for GCAPTAIN in support of these guys. But there's a major problem, guys. That wasn't enough. Raising both hands has not solved the problem. And the problem is equal recognition of the sacrifice these World War II mariners gave to our country and to freedom and to the world, and not just U.S. merchant mariners, but Royal Navy mariners and a lot of the Allied merchant mariners who escaped their country when the Nazis started advancing throughout Europe. These guys escaped and got on ships and won the war. But giving both hands to the cause was not enough. It wasn't until last year that Sal Macagliano said, "John, it's not enough. You also have to stand up." Now, I go every year to a veterans memorial, and they always say, "Veterans in the audience, stand up and be recognized." Every year, I kind of nudge my wife, who is a veteran of the Second Gulf War. She brought a container ship filled with bombs and ammunition to Iraq. A hero in my eyes and many others. A decorated veteran. And yet, she says, I'm not a hero. I'm not a hero, that's what she says. And every year I kind of push her to stand up. And I push other merchant mariners who were in wars to stand up. But I never stood up myself. According to Sal Marcagliano, that was a great mistake. Because what is being a veteran? What is it that makes a veteran a veteran? Is it combat? Is it getting shot at? No. There are thousands upon thousands of veterans who have never been shot at. Guys who served in submarines and bases outside of combat theater, support staff. Those guys are all veterans. What is it that takes to be a veteran? And am I, a U.S. merchant mariner who was not in the Gulf War, a veteran? We talked about this a long time. And I believe that a veteran means, I've looked up a lot of definitions, and the one that resonates with me and a lot of other veterans, including combat veterans, is a veteran is a person who signed a blank check payable in their life to the support of this country, allied countries, and freedom in the world. That's what a veteran is. And every time a U.S. mariner gets on an old, I mean, we have the oldest fleet, guys. We got a lot of rust buckets out there with American flags on it. And as American merchant mariners today, even though they're not getting shot at today, go out in the middle of the Atlantic. These rust buckets, far away from medevac helicopters, far away from a hospital. I mean, you get shot in combat today, and it's a bad story, but they're going to send helicopters and try to get you out. And if they get you out, they're going to send you to a hospital, a combat hospital, with the most advanced machinery and the best, most experienced doctors in the world in combat injuries. And there's something like a 99.9 survival rate. If you walk, go land in that hospital with a pulse, that you will survive. They will save you. You trip and fall, your rust bucket of American flagship hits a rogue wave in the North Atlantic. Who's coming to rescue you? No one. Now, this isn't to decrease the experiences our combat veterans have gone through. Merchant mariners are not in combat. I am not saying it is equal. I'm not saying we know what that is like, watching your friends get shot. But we're not asking for the Bronze Star. We're not asking for the Silver Star or the Medal of Honor. This nation has ways to recognize the combat veterans who went the extra step. Merchant mariners aren't being buried in Arlington as my father and my grandfather are, both combat veterans. So it's not a competition, guys. And I get pushback from some guys who are in combat saying, "Are you saying that this is equal?" No, I'm not saying it's equal. I am saying that merchant marine veterans deserve veteran status. Not elevated awards, not high honors, but basic veteran status, because when they go out in U.S. flagships in support of U.S. missions, or just to support the U.S. Merchant Marine, they are putting their life at risk. People say, well, they're civilians, they can quit at any time. No, they can't! When they load those munitions for war, or just oil to bring and supplies for Puerto Rico today. When they load those up, yep, they can quit before they leave, but once they leave, the CFRs require them to continue their job till the next port. So, Merchant Marine Mariners are veterans. And now, I have two choices. Am I going to be a hypocrite and remain sinning the next time they ask veterans to stand? Or am I going to stand up proudly and be counted as a veteran? Not as a war hero, not as a combat veteran, but just as a veteran. And I'm going to, like I said, since Sal and I had this conversation last year, I am standing up from now on as a veteran. I got a Merchant Marine veteran hat, and I'm proudly going to wear it. Why? Because it's important, guys. It is so critically important. You look at the Pentagon today, the news media. Admiral Busby was quoted in a front page article on the Military Times. Admiral Busby is the head of MARAD, saying that the number one issue today is the availability of U.S. mariners in the next conflict, in the next war. We need a minimum, and they sharpen the pencil on this number, a minimum of 11,678 mariners. And right now, the Coast Guard has registered 11,768. So we have a 90 mariner surplus, but how many of those will show up to war? If it's a big war, the casualty rates they predict in these articles, and it's not just the Navy Times, the Army Transportation Command this month said the same thing. The Air Force, it's a little harder to find, wrote a similar article this month. This is the number one issue. We need more mariners, but we absolutely need the mariners who are registered to participate in the next war. And I went and I visited Admiral Busby in his offices in Washington a week and a half ago. We acknowledged this problem, and I told him my beliefs. If we want future mariners to stand up and serve in the next war, we have to bring them into the team. We have to say that their service matters. No one goes into war for the pay. No one gets shot at, risks being sunk by a torpedo because of personal glory and wealth. No, they do it because they want to be a member of a team and the values of the team of freedom and democracy and so forth. But if we don't recognize mariners as veterans, mariners who have served as veterans, we're sending the wrong message to the future mariners who will have to fight in war. That's why it is critical for national defense. If we want those 11,768 mariners to get on a ship in the next war, we have to start by respecting the ones who have before them. We have to tell them their profession is honorable. And if we want more mariners to join up in the future, we need to do the same thing. That's only half of it. I talked to World War II mariners. I've talked to many of them. I love hearing their stories. And that's why you have to sign up for this conference, guys. You have to sign up because these guys are going away. They're getting old. Hate to say it, but this might be your last chance. So sign up now for Tampa on March 22nd so you can meet and talk to these guys. They're inspiring. But what these guys want is to be remembered that their sacrifices meant something to the future generations. And the best way we can do that is maintaining continuity. To do that, all of us have to stand up at veterans events, at ball games. I just got back from Yankee Stadium with 400 alumni of SUNY Maritime. They said, "Will all veterans stand up to be recognized?" Everyone in that audience wore the uniform of the U.S. Merchant Service. All of them were or still are merchant mariners. And only the military members of the group, which is a very small minority, stood up. And that has to change. The best way we can honor those who went before us is to maintain continuity for the future mariners. And here's the biggest statement I want to make here, guys. And it's the question of why. Why aren't these mariners from World War II, Vietnam, Korea, the Gulf Wars, why aren't these mariners respected as they should be? Why are they still fighting for their rights? And the number one reason that I can come up with in my head is because nobody wants it. Nobody wants merchant mariners today to be full veterans. Nobody, myself included. I'm putting my name on that list. John Conrad does not want U.S. merchant mariners to be veterans. Why? Well, the military has their reasons. They say we get paid more than veterans, which is true in the short term for guys who are short term. But you look at the career-long Navy officer who did 20 years and then gets paychecks for the rest of his life and discounts on auto insurance and full medical benefits. In a lot of cases, the military lifer comes out ahead of the merchant marine lifer. So it's not pay. It's not commitment. It's not danger. Like I said, merchant mariners put their lives in danger every day in peacetime and in war. But the military continues to say the Pentagon admirals and generals who want us to participate, it's the number one issue right now in the Pentagon, don't want to give us veteran status. For a whole host of reasons I'm not going to go into because it gets me angry and I want to keep this short. But you, the merchant marine vet mariners who are listening to this podcast, and not just U.S. mariners, but of the merchant navy, all allied mariners, you don't want it, and I don't want it. Wow, John, I thought you just said this is important and you stand up, but you don't want to. No, I don't want to stand up. I don't want to be recognized. I don't want to wear the Merchant Marine veteran hat. But you know someone else who didn't want it? My father, who's buried in Arlington, got 2 bronze stars. He's in combat in Vietnam and left Vietnam to join the New York City Fire Department in the war years. How many burning buildings, I mean big buildings, have you seen in your lifetime with people jumping out of them? Dead bodies on the sidewalk. The late 70s, early 80s, he was averaging over 3 a night. In the Bronx was burning. And he received twice. Was nominated for top awards in the fire department. Top awards for bravery. And the first time he complained so much that they agreed not to give him the top award, but to give a lesser award to every member of his fire truck. And the second time, I remember the day. He was in a bad mood all day. He had to put on the uniform. We had to get on the train. And on the train, everyone's looking at us. People are stopping him, thanking him for his service. Then we had to go up in front of the mayor in City Hall. And he had to stand there, as in his words, I had to stand there like an idiot while they said all the things that I had done. And then he had to get this medal. And not only that day, but every single time a firefighter died on the job, my dad would say, "Well, I got to do one in the bag," he called it. Put on the uniform. Sorry, this makes me a little emotional. My dad passed away. put on the uniform and march down Fifth Avenue. And here's the thing, guys. He didn't want to do it. Talk to any veteran who's been in action, who's watched their mates get shot, who's been awarded the Silver Star, the Bronze Star, the Medal of Honor. Those guys don't want it. They don't want to stand up. They don't want everyone clapping for them. All they want is their buddy to still be alive. Nobody wants it. Those veterans, my dad did not want to be buried in Arlington. He wants to be still around for see his grandkids. But they do it. My dad got in that uniform and he accepted the award. And he got in the uniform every time a fireman died. And he talked about it to future people who wanted to be firemen or go into the Air Force. Because it's important, not for him, but for his buddy who died and the people who went before him. And for future firefighters and soldiers. That's why this is important. That's what Sal Mercogliano recognized, John, when you were putting on that Merchant Marine hat, when you're standing up at a veterans event for Merchant Mariners. It's not about you, John. It's about them, the two thems, the ones who went before us in World War II and the ones who are going to defend this nation against future threats that we don't know about. And that's when I started to vote with my legs. Been voting with both hands for a long time. Then I had to start voting with my legs. And now I'm going to this conference to speak because it's important that I vote with my feet. I take action. Merchant Mariners are guys who take action. So right now, go to ammv.us and sign up for membership. Then come join me in Tampa. We're going to have a lot of fun and we're going to meet some super interesting guys. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. These guys aren't going to be around long. And we have to support them. And then remember, guys, we need you. And if you're American, sign up for ammv.us. If you're British or you're Dutch or you're German or any of the countries who believe in democracy and freedom, find your local Merchant Marine or Merchant Navy veterans organizations. Vote with your check, sign up, and then stand up at veterans. This isn't an American-only issue. But I need all of you to remember, we need you to sign up. We need you to stand up at veterans events and proudly wear the dumb hat. Do one in the bag. It's my dad said. Not for you. It's not about you. Do it with two things in your head. Those brave World War II veterans who deserve remembrance and continuity, and those future mariners who are going to face things, dangers that you never had to. That's what you're standing up for, guys. That's why you join veterans organization. And that's why it's important. We sell a lot of t-shirts on GCAM, and our most popular one, I started last year, was Merchant Mariners. It says, we deliver the beer, gas, guns, and ammo. We've sold almost 1,000 of those shirts, but for a long time, and I said on here I was going to donate money. I was creating a veteran shirt, and I was going to donate money to this organization for people who bought this shirt. And guess what, guys? No one bought it. You guys aren't buying the same shirt with veteran on it. I know you guys don't think of yourself as veterans. But again, it's not about you. Buy my t-shirts, which are going to support small portions, support this great organization, or don't. I'd rather you go and sign up right now and become a member. And even if you've never been in the Merchant Marine, you just support the cause, or you just like ships or a nation, sign up to be a member. And then come join us in Tampa, because it's that important. The number one issue right now in MARAD and the government and the Pentagon is how many of the 11,768 registered mariners are going to get on a ship in the next war. And nobody understands what needs to happen to get those guys on board. The Pentagon doesn't understand. My fellow merchant mariners don't understand. What needs to happen is, first, we need to vote for veterans with our hands, then our legs, then our feet. I'll see you March 22nd in Tampa, Florida, and this has been another edition of the Real GCAM Podcast. Take care.